Hello. I'm truly glad you could join me today. You ready to do a fantastic little painting? Now then, I thought today we'd do a warm, happy little painting. It's such a super day. So let's just take and make little crisscross strokes. And let's just lay in. There we go. Just a little bit of pink in the sky. Little touch of pink. Now be very careful. This red is so strong. It'll look like there's a fire in the sky. So use a very small amount. Very small amount. You can always add more. But it's a son of a gun to try to take it out. You can if you have to, but it's hard to do. There we go. And this is continually blending with the liquid white. And it gets lighter and lighter. Allow the liquid white to work for you. Okay? With very little effort already. You're beginning to see just all kinds of little things back here. Little happy things. It's all kind of little creatures live back here. There. Little squirrels and rabbits. And if this was in Florida or Georgia, somewhere down there, might be an alligator or two hid back here. When I was a kid, I had a pet alligator. I don't know if you ever make a pet out of an alligator, but I had an alligator that lived with me. Let's put it that way. And I fed him every day, and every day he bit me. One thing about alligators, I don't think you can ever make a pet out of them. I finally turned him loose, and he still wanted to bite me. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Yes, I thought I'd like to take you along with me while I scan the news headlines and see what we can see. Okay, so it says here, first headline I see, says that 40% of women have been unfaithful and 1 in 5 have had affairs. And it says it just happened. Yeah. I wonder who encouraged it. I wonder who promoted it through all the television shows and made it seem like it was a normal thing, and everybody does it. Ohio bans the use of king and queen for homecoming because of trannies and fags. You know, it's a strange time that we're living in right now where they want to ban words you can say, and, you know, that is against freedom of speech. Anything, you can't ban words people can say. Georgia police searching for 2 dindus. I didn't do nothing, man. I didn't do nothing. Georgia police searching for 2 dindus who pummeled white man at Waffle House. You know, I don't know what it is with these Negroes, but they're always hanging around Waffle Houses and, you know, Kentucky Fried Chickens, and what's the other one that they kill each other in? I haven't heard any of those stories lately. The Popeye chicken sandwich there. Unbelievable. More antiquated farm equipment causing trouble at fast food place. Who could have guessed it? Antiquated farm equipment being Negroes. I love it. I really do. And they're not even good. They weren't even good farm equipment. They were useless farm equipment. I'm just checking the story out a little bit. So patrons at a Waffle House in Snellville, Georgia, witnessed a scene quickly escalate after a man in a red shirt bumped into another customer while waiting to pick up an order to go at around 1:30 a.m. Surveillance footage, viewed by the police, reportedly showed the duo waiting outside the restaurant door following the threat. A bystander was able to capture the fight that ensued after the red-shirted man collected his to-go order and was confronted by the alleged aggressor wearing a green jersey. Oh, it must be Christmas, red and green. Or devil and his offspring. And his accomplice. The victim's injuries were treated by EMS personnel at the scene. Oh, it's an old white fella. I mean, he's probably 70 years old. Of course, another couple of Negroes beat up a white fella. You know what I mean? What's new about that? Again, their feelings were hurt because you touched them by accident. You might have bumped into them by accident. So you hurt their little feelings, these Negroes. There are a lot of feelings in these Negroes, you know. So there's much more to hurt in their feelings. New Netflix film legitimizes violence against white racists and their families. And who are white racists? Every white person on the planet, that's who. T-Rump gives anti-Jewistic press conference, says Middle East wars for no reasons. Johnson & Johnson ordered to pay a man $8 billion after he took their autism drugs and grew breasts. Nice, huh? Johnson & Johnson. Listen to this. Study. 1/4 of Americans have never eaten any vegetables their entire lives. Sounds like a train wreck to me. Yikes. Italian authorities investigate effigy of Greta Thunberg hanging by a noose from a bridge in Rome. Incredible. They've got this guy, Stephen Molyneux, on Ben Shapiro and his Jew agenda. But you do know that Stephen Molyneux is a Jew, right? Yes, he's an admitted Jew. Stephen Molyneux. I have some paperwork on it somewhere. The truth movement, you get it? Stephen Molyneux, the Jew, on Ben Shapiro, the Jew, and his Jew agenda. You get it? Good Jew, bad Jew, truth Jew, lie Jew. Yeah. A Jew is a Jew, a Jew, a Jew. A Jew is a Jew, is a Jew, a Jew. A Jew is a Jew, a Jew is a Jew. A Jew is a Jew. That's it. Billionaire woman says, we really need to hear more of what women think. I'm really so interested in what women think. You know that? Billionaire woman says, society is spoiling men because women have more duties than men. Uh-huh. Well, here's your race war. UK, two teens, including one Haji, charged with death of elderly white pensioner. White man exchanges words with Nog on sidewalk. Nog stabs him in the side. You see, the Nogs, they're just full of feelings. You don't want to hurt the poor Nogs' feelings, do you? They have all kinds of feelings. And they just go out of control at any moment, so you just need to be very careful around Nogs. because you're liable to hurt their feelings just by the color of your skin. Three suspects charged after killing white man during attempted carjacking. Sacramento, white Uber driver in coma after getting attacked by baboon passenger. You see? Nice, isn't it? I mean, they do a lot of good for our society, as you can see by these headlines. I mean, really, any country would want to bring them into their country. They don't want the white Africans, the white South Africans, to bring them into our country because they would actually do something good. This is the kind of swill that is brought into our country and grows up now indigenously in our country. Beaner fatally shoots white man after getting into an altercation with him. This Beaner wants to be a Negroid. Negress gets 7 years for slashing white customer's throat with knife at Taco Bell. There they are. They're hanging around the fast food restaurants. Well, what can one say? Let's check the next site. I call him Joe Biden. He's a Jew, in case you don't know it. Joe Biden demands it, the impeachment of Mr. Orange Man. Orange Man says he's sick of endless Middle East wars. Well, ain't we all? And just as that happens, Turkey begins military campaign against the Kurds. Pocahontas is now the Democrat presidential front runner. Woe unto this nation if this filth ever gets in. If it got in, this nation is over, boy. It's bad enough now with Orange Man. London police arrest over 300 disruptive climate hoax cultists. There's a lot of brainwashed people in this world, boy. They'll fall for anything but the truth. That's what's, you know, that is the truth. See, they'll fall for this climate change thing. They'll go out on the streets, put their lives at danger for climate change. But they would reject the truth vehemently. See, they fall for every lie that the Jew gives them, but won't listen to the truth. You wonder why Whitey's in the condition that Whitey's in today. Dan Crenshaw is a disgusting whore for Jews and Israel. Bernie, the Jew, might be close to death. Wow, what a shame that would be, huh? Bernie. He could be a dictator down in hell. Traffic plummets for The Right Stuff Biz after Fed links exposed. So The Right Stuff Biz is linked to feds. See? All right, so there's not much in that site for sure. By the way, it did say, let me go back to that real quick. Huge increase in STDs throughout the United States. Can you figure out where they're coming from? Erdogan threatens to flood Europe with millions of Syrian refugees if it criticizes the Turkish incursion. See, every time this filthy Jew... You see, you got to understand something now. I'm going to explain to you how the game is working here. Turkey's Erdogan, President Erdogan, is a Jew. He plays games and pretends he's against Israel, but Israel wants Syrian people to be killed. You understand? So he's going to do this. Israel is against the Kurds, the Kurdish, whom I believe were white people at one point. I don't know if they still are or not. But you see, Erdogan's doing the will of Israel, but he pretends he's not a Jew, and he pretends that he's against Israel. It's a real game, you see. Are these the most miserable cities in America? Let's take a look at this one. Gary, Indiana. The 50 most miserable cities are made so mostly by poverty and a lack of opportunities to pull oneself out of poverty. We've identified 50 most miserable cities, the 50 most miserable cities, in the U.S. Census data from 1,000 cities, taking into consideration the population change. Because if people are leaving, it's usually for a good reason. Let's see what... Gary, Indiana is one. I'm trying to get to... Okay, here we are. Here are the most miserable cities in the United States of America. Lancaster, California. St. Louis, Missouri. That's the fifth largest, most violent city. Fifth most violent city in the world. Pasadena, Texas. Macon Bibb County, Georgia. Do you think many Negroes live in these areas and brown people? Danville, Virginia. Shreveport, Louisiana. Hemet, California. Mansfield, Ohio. San Bernardino, California. Compton, California. Montebello, California. Harlingen, Texas. Reading, Pennsylvania. Anderson, Indiana, Palmdale, California. Sounds like California is a real wonderful place. Fort Pierce, Florida. North Miami Beach, Florida. Jackson, Mississippi. That's a real groid hole. Saginaw, Michigan. That's too bad, Saginaw, Michigan. Plainfield, New Jersey. West New York, New Jersey. Miami Gardens, Florida. Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, that's a swill hole. Youngstown, Ohio. North Miami, Florida. That was a swill hole back in 1980. Huntington, West Virginia. Hammond, Indiana. El Monte, California. Linwood, California. Huntsville, Texas. Patterson, New Jersey. Albany, Georgia. Trenton, New Jersey. Cicero, Illinois. Union City, New Jersey. Bell Gardens, California. Hialeah, Florida. Brownsville, Texas. New Brunswick, New Jersey, Huntington Park, California, Warren, Ohio, Camden, New Jersey, Flint, Michigan, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Newark, New Jersey, Passaic, New Jersey, Detroit, Michigan, Port Arthur, Texas, and Gary, Indiana. And that was a countdown, so Gary, Indiana is, the number one worst city. Very interesting, eh? 18-year-old U.S. soldiers now entering Afghanistan 18 years after war began. Church of England, the U.K. must ban pointy knives. I think you should ban the Church of England instead. Let's see. Burmese paid Joe Biden $900,000 for lobbying Ukrainian MP. Twitter unintentionally used your phone number for targeted advertising. They just unintentionally did it. You know what I mean? It just happened, like most things too. Oh, we've got the word Nazi again. First photo of suspected Howl Nazi killer who live streamed shooting spree on Twitch. Let's take a look. He's a Nazi killer. He killed two people. Blacks kill six or eight people at a time, you know, every week in the U.S., but there's no story about them. I don't see any stories. let me see, flip-flop, AOC. I mean, that thing is just full of dancing, full of demons. She's a Jewess, too, by the way. AOC suddenly thinks pulling out of Syria is terrible. That's because she's a Jewess. And the Jews don't want Donald Trump to pull out of Syria. Spain declares support for Turkey military operation in Syria. Well, I can explain that. Spain has just opened up their doors, just like Portugal, and allowed a whole bunch of Jews to have citizenship in their country, which means they're Jewish controlled already. And now it's going to get way worse. And now, therefore, the Jews doing what they love to do, spill blood. They're for it. WikiLeaks of covert arms. Investigation reveals UK shell companies served as US weapons rat line into Syria. What a wonderful world we live in, isn't it? Don't you agree? Bernie's daughter-in-law died. Another Jew gone. What a shame. What? Yeah, Johnson & Johnson. We saw that one. Blah, 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 blah. Music City silences recordings, recording by home studios. Let's see what this says. Music City is Nashville. They're going to crack down on home music studios. Yeah, there's a real need for that. That's going to change the world, isn't it? Defense Intelligence Agency employee charged with leaking classified information to media. Geez, somebody from inside the Defense Intelligence Agency who's employed there leaked classified information to the Jewish media. Blue Bell recalls ice cream that might contain foreign objects. Border arrests plummet again as Trump administration proclaims unprecedented achievement. California homeless crisis takes center stage in political theater. Mr. T-Rump aims to rein in federal bureaucracy with two executive orders. What else? The queer Lindsey Graham tells Pelosi GOP senators won't remove Trump over Ukraine call. She can stop now. Detroit teen charged with stabbing newborn girl to death. That's wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it a nice world? It's so nice to have all these niggas in our country. I mean, they're so helpful and so appreciative and, you know, I mean, they're just so thankful. There's a super typhoon, Hagibis, coming. EU issues warning about 5G security threats, doesn't name Hawaii. U.S. relocates two British alleged terrorists tied to beheadings in Syria. Turkey opens ground assault on Syria's Kurdish militia. deaths reported. The Jews love that. As long as there's blood being spilled somewhere, somehow, some way, the Jews can, they just love it. From yesterday's news, this story, Mexican mayor dragged through streets after anger over unfulfilled campaign promise. Two high school students fatally stab boy at school while his mother watches. I don't know. What else? I don't see that much here. Okay, let's whip on. Let's check out the next. Adoption attorney charged with human smuggling after bringing more than 40 pregnant, let's see what the rest of the headline says, women to the U.S. An Arizona elected official is facing dozens of charges in three states in connection with a multi-million-dollar adoption scheme in which he allegedly smuggled more than 40 women into the U.S. from the Marshall Islands, promising them money in exchange for their babies. Nice, huh? Paul Peterson. He looks white, but I don't know. California to ditch private prisons. After all, why let the private corporations make money off the prisons when they can make the money off the prisons, right? Trial underway for two Chicago gang officers who prosecutors allege used their police powers to lie, cheat, and steal. And they're both Mexicans, if you know what I mean. Look at this filthy, dirty Jew pointing up. This is the latest thing to point up. I believe they're pointing up at the Father, you see. This rat-faced Rod Rosenstein, Rod, get it? You know what I mean? It's a little joke on the male generative principle, Rod Rosenstein. Judicial Watch uncovers Rosenstein email to Mueller. The boss doesn't know we're talking. 88% increase in number of southern border crossings for fiscal year 2019. 88% increase. Antifa plans disruption of T-Rump rally in Minneapolis on October 10th. Oath Keepers calls for volunteers to keep attendees safe. Yeah, the Mexicans pulled off a 4 dead, 5 wounded in Kansas City in a Kansas City bar shooting. But you see, that's not as big as news as some fellow in Germany that's white. Looks white, that killed supposedly two people. That's much bigger news because it was outside of a synagogue. FBI director warns Facebook Messenger could become platform of child pornographers. He's probably a child pornographer himself. But I will tell you this, that what has been happening is all the news agencies have had spooks in them. Spooks meaning agents. And now a lot of ex-agents are now getting into the news, the fake news agencies. Why do you think that is? I'm going to tell you the answer why. Because the spooks that are in the CIA and FBI and everything, they're practicing liars. And what better of a job for them to be in than to be in fake news and just continue lying? See? All right, let's look. Let's go to another site. New poll claims Jews in America are magically becoming whiter. The science is settled. New study proves conclusively that diversity is not our strength. Flood of third world migrants causing medieval rat plague in cities across the Netherlands. Let me read that again for you. Flood of third world migrants causing medieval rat plague in cities across Netherlands. The Jews are angry that Polish, made up fake stories about Nazi gas chambers just like they did. Jewish author, get a hold of this headline. You know that the Jews are genociding white people and have been for a while, admittedly, right? Listen to this filthy Jewess and what she has to say. She claims anti-Jewites are motivated by desire to genocide all Jewish people. There's a book called They Rule the World, The 22 Secret Strategies of Global Power. Jewish groups attempt to disprove they are a global power by censoring a book on Jewish power. Accused pedophile Alan Dershowitz, and of course he's accused of many more things than just being a pedophile, believe it or not. He's involved in many scams and has been over the decades. He says that Jews need to amass even more power. Jewish billionaire Adelson sinks over $50 million into GOP candidates in support of Trump. T-Rump. Jews irate that the Jewish New York Times identified pervert billionaire Steinhardt as a Jew. Well, I'll be looking into that one for sure. The hidden Jewish hand in destruction of white South Africa. Rabid Zionist gloats over death throes of Christian Germany and rise of Islam. Well, well, well. We'll have to look into this Steinhardt fellow. $130,000 Latin Americans claiming crypto-Jewish ancestry applying for a citizenship in Spain. And that's only $130,000. I've heard more than that. See, again, $130,000 Latin Americans claiming crypto-Jewish ancestry. See, that doesn't mean everybody is moving out of there. What's happening is, there's just another admission that what I've been telling you and reading you out of articles is true about Latin America. It said, I think it was 115 or 150 million of them have Jewish ancestry. They're lopped up with Jew blood. How 18th century Jewish immigration destroyed Christian England. Geez, that was back in the 18th century. Here we are in the 21st. The strange disappearing act of two Jews who were allegedly the first soldiers ashore on D-Day. That was another Jewish fable. Amazing. Amazing. These Jews, they can't help themselves. They just have to lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. Okay, what I told you before, I told you that you got to realize what's going on here. Here's your headline. Netanyahu condemns Turkish invasion of Syrian Kurdistan, offers aid. So he's pretending he's on the opposite end of what Erdogan the Jew is doing. Remember what I was talking about before? But it was just a short while ago that Netanyahu and Israel were bombing Syria. Right? These people must think, either they must think we're really stupid. I mean, I just, this is amazing stuff to me. It's so easy to see this game. It's a scam. German prosecutor says synagogue shooter planned Yom Kippur massacre. Oh, the flowers. Merkel vows zero tolerance for hate after deadly anti-Jewistic attack. Jews demand action from Germany after deadly anti-Jewistic attack. Germany shooting latest indication of increasing anti-Jewishism worldwide. Merkel attends Berlin synagogue vigil for shooting victims in Yom Kippur attack. This is the same old story, ladies and gentlemen. It was done by people dressed in black. Erdogan threatens the EU with refugee influx if it criticizes Syria operation. Yeah, I don't know. It's not safe anymore. Crime wave in Arab Israeli towns expose rift with cops. Useless, unhelpful. Sounds like the Negroes and the Jews to me. Driver suspected of killing child on Yom Kippur had cocaine in his car. That was in Israel, the fake country that's not a country at all. Listen to this. Trump's new actions, inactions on Kurds, Syria, Iran have Israel deeply worried. Israel's deeply worried. 15-year-old Palestinian indicted for stabbing Israeli woman near Modin. Oh, this is very interesting. It says U.S. moves. Okay, we already talked about this headlines, but we didn't see this. U.S. moves two British Islamic State members known as Beatles from Syria. Beatles as in Beatles. Anti-Jewistic posters and graffiti found at New York Holocaust Memorial on Yom Kippur Eve. Yeah. Sure they were. Oh my goodness. Once again, you see somebody laying in the street, there's not a drop of blood anywhere in that Germany thing. I don't see a drop of blood anywhere. Now, they have a picture of this vampire, Netanyahu, smiling. You know, he's given a smile here, and he says, German synagogue attack is expression of rising anti-Jewishism in Europe. And he's got a little smirk on his face. See, I think you know that it's a bunch of hooey. Again, let me read this headline. Despite doomsday predictions, U.S. Jewish community grew 10% in the last 7 years. And that's not even including that they're not telling you about the mestizos and the Italians, etc., 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 etc. You see? Again, listen. Despite doomsday predictions, U.S. Jewish community grew 10% in the last 7 years. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? New arrests in U.S. demonstrate mass illegal immigration is always non-whites invading white nations. Racial differences are real. Part 8, 1942, I guess. Whites have a greater lung capacity than Negroes. Okay, let's see what else I can find here. A young girl, looks to be a white girl. Pictured, 9-year-old arsonist charged with first-degree murder in mobile home fire that killed 5 relatives, including 3 toddlers, as mother insists he's not a monster, just made a mistake. Well, that's very possible. What else? Ukraine leader Zelensky, this filthy Jew, denies Donald Trump tried to blackmail him by withholding military aid during a phone call that helped spark impeachment probe. Fox fake news poll finds record 51% support for impeaching Donald Trump and removing him from office. I don't believe that for a minute. Evacuations ordered as fast-moving wildfire spreads in the hills of San Francisco Bay Area community. Too much sleep could give you dementia. People who get 9 hours a night are more at risk of disorder. We were ready to fight. Heroic Jewish worshipers, including 10 Americans, reveal how they barricaded themselves inside German synagogue and watched on a monitor as neo-Nazi killer tried to break in. Now, let me ask you a question. Oh, there were 10 American Jewish people in there. Yeah, sure. Sure. Woman, 24, caught with meth inside her vagina, who said she didn't know where the drugs came from and now admits they are hers as she is jailed for 4 months. Ah, boy. What else? Tom Brokaw, accuser, defends NBC producer who says Matt Lauer raped her and compares the disgraced former Today Show host to a child abuser. Filming for James Bond's No Time to Die sparks huge terror scare following unbelievable blunder at largest military base in the UK. Vegan woman calls cops on friends who tricked her into eating chicken nuggets while she was drunk. Let's see, anything else? There's really not a whole lot. That's why we don't see many of these news bites lately, because there's just really not a lot of news. A lot of made-up news, probably, and a lot of crap. Yeah. So anyway, anything else? American neighbor of British billionaire Philip Green, hello, is set to testify she saw him mauling a fitness instructor with his octopus-like hand in Arizona gym. an octopus hand on a Jew. Anything else? I'm just looking, seeing what I can see. Apple caves into China. Tech giant pulls apps used by Hong Kong protesters to track police movements and read latest information about the demonstrations. Yeah. Larry King and his estranged seventh wife, Sean, put their $17 million Beverly Hills mansion on the market in a big step towards reaching a quick and smooth divorce settlement. Imagine Larry King has been married seven times. Have you ever taken a look at Larry King? Seriously. Okay, let me just see. What do we got for time going on? We've got 10 minutes, 8 minutes. Let's see what other news sites I can come across and see what we can see. Turkish president threatens to send 3.6 million refugees to Europe. 3 and 6 is 9. Germany, you see, you get more and more out of this stuff. Germany shooting. Jammed homemade guns appeared to stop attacker killing more. Get it? They wanted to sacrifice maybe a couple of people, but they didn't want it to be too big because they can get just as much out of it if they killed one or even bruised one Jew. See? Okay, what else do we see? I don't see much. Tens of thousands of civilians flee Turkish offensive in Syria. Tens of thousands of civilians flee Turkish offensive in Syria. The rise and rise of Bangladesh, but is life getting any better? I doubt it. There's probably the more that rises, the more stench that rises from the poop in the streets. Oh, my goodness. What else do we have? Donald T. Rump says Kurds didn't help us with Normandy. Isn't that wonderful? I wonder where he got that piece of information. Is he an historian or something? Or a war historian? So I don't see that much on this website. See what I mean? It's just really not that much news, to be honest with you. It's just the same stuff over and over, calling for Trump's impeachment, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Same stuff over and over. Yep. So anyway, let's see if I can find any kind of news. I mean, I've been through a lot of sites. There just really isn't much. Ukrainian scandal. T-Rump phone call. How about money laundering by Clinton crime capo Joe Biden, I call him. What else? 1799 Switzerland, a Russian army does the impossible, crossing the Alps in legendary march. T-Rump's love for Saudis, Israelis, has destroyed U.S. Middle East policy. Yeah, it shows this woman. Israeli ambassador incensed that deaf Belgians can identify Jews by their often distinctive noses. And it shows how this filthy Jewess had her nose fixed so you can't tell she's a Jewess. BRICS will soon account for more than half of the world's economy. New book destroys myth of unified Russian resistance to Nazis. Many supported Germany and hated Stalin. Yes, the truth is slowly coming out, ladies and gentlemen. Slowly but surely coming out. The shocking sexual mayhem in the 1920s Russia caused by Bolshevik degeneracy. Did you hear that? The shocking sexual mayhem in the 1920s Russia caused by Bolshevik degeneracy. 5 times Russia could have ceased to exist. How Israel is robbing America blind. It's a video, I guess. Russia and China are why the New World Order is imploding. The New World Order for the Jews, that is. That's why they want China to become a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. They're doing everything they can to hold control, but it's slipping. Because I told you the Father in heaven will not let them have it anyway. How about this one? They're not going to have a New World Order. They're not going to have it. There's some people that say, oh, we already have it now. No, you don't. Good news. 63% of Russian youth, 18 to 24, believe in God and Christianity. 63% of Russian youth, 18 through 24. That is good news. The big lie. Without migrants, who will do the jobs no one wants? Yeah, I never fell for that anyway. Boycott the empire's lying press. This is exactly what needs to be done, ladies and gentlemen. You should never give any... I mean, you might see a Fox News clip here or there, but I would never go and give them any viewership whatsoever on television. I don't have television, but and you shouldn't either. But let them just die this death that is already happening to them. They're pretending like people are still watching, but really, it's going down rapidly. Bitcoin crashes. Dems threaten impeachment. Banks gorge on Fed cash. Another bombshell book, Crushing the Holocaust Lie. It says holla hoax. That's why I did that by accident. Another bombshell book, Crushing the Holla Hoax Lie, by son of Jewish violin legend Yehudi Menuhin. A Jew's writing it. You know how much money he'll make by that book? Will Moscow fall for the Macron deception? Russia wants to win wars, not kill civilians. Moscow's latest electromag super weapon. The media blackout on the imprisonment of Julian Assange. Putin loses it, warns journalists of war. I don't know how to get through to you people, he says. Trump is making Israel and Saudi Arabia great. Yeah, not America, that's for sure. It says low birth rates. Nazi Germany could teach modern Europe a thing or two. And that's true. Pro-Israel neocons around in Washington and they're calling the shots. America is committing suicide by allowing trannies in the military. Yeah, that's for sure. $150,000 march in St. Petersburg, Russia, in Christian procession. The Russian church in exile strongly and rightly supported Hitler's invasion of Russia, the amazing hidden history. Congress feeding the Israel lobby. Yeah. And vice versa. Congress feeding the Israel, it should say Israeli lobby, whatever, or Israel lobby. But it's also vice versa, too. They're feeding them money. Wacky German academics propose banning the concept of race because it causes racism. Oh, boy. Well, it says if Israel commits ethnic cleansing, is it anti-Jewistic to notice? Pretty good headlines. Anyway, I guess that I should say this has been a News Bites headline news scan report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.